Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine the rush. You've just landed that dream job, stepped into a massive promotion, or maybe even taken on a challenging international assignment. There's a thrill, absolutely, but also that undeniable sort of underlying hum of pressure. Pressure to prove yourself, to make a real impact, and crucially, to get up to speed fast. Our deep dive today is all about mastering that critical initial period. We're diving into a powerful framework for navigating these career transitions, drawing heavily from what's widely considered, well, the Bible of leadership and career transitions, Michael D. Watkins' The First 90 Days. And we're looking specifically at its updated and expanded 10th anniversary edition, which means it's not just a timeless classic, but one that has evolved with the modern professional landscape.
Right. And what's fascinating here is that this isn't just about survival in a new role, it's about leveraging proven strategies to truly thrive, to make a meaningful mark right from the start. Michael D. Watkins, who's an internationally recognized expert in these transitions, he provides an incredibly clear and actionable roadmap. So our mission for you as a listener is really to distill the most critical insights from this seminal work and, some complementary sources too. We want to equip you with the knowledge to take charge quickly and effectively during any major career shift, making sure you feel not just well-informed, but genuinely empowered.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. When I first heard Watkins introduce the break-even point in this context, I mean, my mind immediately went to financial statements and revenue matching costs. But in the world of career transitions, it's clearly something far more personal and impactful. What exactly is this break-even point, and why is shortening the time to reach it so vital for us and for our organizations?
That's a great observation, actually, because while the term is borrowed from finance, its application here is deeply human and organizational. The break-even point in a transition signifies that critical juncture when your organization genuinely needs you as much as you need the job. It's when your contribution starts to consistently outweigh the investment made in your hiring, your onboarding, that initial learning curve. Think about it. A new hire consumes resources, right? Time from colleagues, training, salary, before you're fully productive. Watkins' framework is really designed to dramatically shorten that period, accelerating the moment you become a net contributor and, frankly, indispensable. This isn't just about a personal feeling of accomplishment. It's about tangible organizational impact.
Okay, so making yourself valuable faster. How does he suggest we actually do that?
Well, to put a finer point on it, Watkins outlines specific, deliberate actions. One critical strategy he emphasizes is identifying and securing early wins. Now, this isn't about making some grand, risky statement right away. It's more about pinpointing immediate opportunities to add visible value, maybe solve a persistent problem or complete a stalled project. These early wins build credibility, they boost team morale, and signal to stakeholders that you're not just learning the ropes, you're actively contributing. Another key move is focused stakeholder mapping, really actively identifying who the key players are, understanding their priorities, their influence, and then building strategic alliances from day one. These aren't just polite introductions, they're tactical steps to understand the political landscape and ensure your early efforts are directed where they'll have the most impact. By taking these deliberate actions, you move from consuming resources to producing value at it, well, an accelerated pace.
So this isn't some abstract theory then. It's about concrete, tactical steps you can take right from day one. What's compelling about Watkins' work, I think, is its broad applicability. We're not just talking about the CEO parachuting into a new company, right? How does this concept truly apply across the spectrum of professional transitions?
Absolutely. Its universality is one of its greatest strengths, I'd say. Whether you're a first-time manager learning to lead a small team, or you're navigating the complexities of onboarding into a brand new company where you're unfamiliar with the culture, the systems, or perhaps you've been promoted internally within your current organization and now you need to adjust to new responsibilities, maybe a different peer group leading former colleagues, that could be tricky. Or even, as you mentioned, embarking on an international assignment where cultural nuances add layers of complexity to everything. The First 90 Days serves as an incredibly robust roadmap for all of those. The fundamental principles of rapidly understanding your new environment, building key relationships, identifying those early opportunities for impact, they remain consistent. It's about being deliberate and proactive, irrespective of your career stage or the specific nature of your transition.
So what this means for you, our listener, is that this period of transition, which can often feel, well, overwhelming and reactive, it can actually be approached with strategic intent. It's about systematically turning that initial pressure and uncertainty into powerful, productive momentum, ensuring you're not just surviving, but truly shaping your impact from the very beginning. Now, the fact that we're discussing an updated and expanded 10th anniversary edition tells us something pretty profound about how Watkins views our professional lives now. It's not just a simple reissue. He added a substantial new preface that completely reshapes how we should think about our entire careers. What does this significant revision tell us about how the game has changed since the first edition, and maybe why this framework is more relevant than ever?
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the updated edition reflects a profound shift that I think many of us are already experiencing. Watkins now defines a career not as a linear path, but as a series of transitions.
Mm-hmm.
And this redefinition fundamentally underscores the growing need for effective and repeatable skills for moving through these changes. Think about it. The average tenure in a job is shrinking. Industries are constantly being disrupted by technology. The gig economy is changing traditional career structures. It's no longer about mastering one big transition and then, you know, cruising for years.
Yeah.
It's about building the agility, the resilience, and the strategic foresight to navigate constant evolution. This updated perspective really elevates transition mastery from a one-off event to an essential ongoing professional competency.
And it's not just theoretical, right? You mentioned updates.
Exactly. This isn't just a conceptual update either. The new edition includes updated statistics and new tools, which are specifically designed to make the book more reader-friendly and useful than ever, Pranor. For instance, it introduces refined diagnostic tools. These help you quickly assess the specific challenges and opportunities of your new role. Is it a turnaround situation? A startup? A realignment? These aren't just theoretical models, they're practical aids for rapid situational analysis and action planning, reflecting the fast-paced nature of today's business environment. The goal is really to make the strategies as practical and accessible as possible, equipping you for the diverse challenges you'll undoubtedly face.
So for you listening, this emphasizes that mastering transitions isn't a singular event or like a phase you just passed through. It's an essential ongoing skill set in today's dynamic professional world. It's about cultivating a kind of transition muscle memory, maybe, that allows for continuous learning and adaptation, making it a critical aspect of not just career longevity, but sustained success and impact.
And while The First 90 Days provides our foundational text, Michael D. Watkins has also published other works that offer valuable, complementary insights. These really deepen our understanding of effective leadership during these crucial periods. Plus, other leadership research reinforces universal principles that enhance rapid adaptation, aligning perfectly with the core philosophy of The First 90 Days. It's truly an ecosystem of thinking around effective transition and leadership.
That's a great point. It's rarely just about one single playbook, is it? So beyond the core First 90 Days framework, what are some of those most impactful, maybe complementary insights or tools, especially when we consider specific scenarios or challenges within a transition?
Okay, a prime example that really amplifies the First 90 Days philosophy is Watkins' article, Your First Moves as the New CEO. Now, while the 90-day framework is universal, for a leader who's been parachuted in as the new CEO, the stakes are, well, astronomically higher.
Right. Huge pressure.
Exactly. This article refines the approach, highlighting that the first 30 days are almost entirely dedicated to active listening, intense sense-making, absorbing the organizational context. Then, days 31-60 shift to strategic alignment, beginning to shape the vision and engage key stakeholders. And only in the final 30 days does the CEO move into decisive action and implementation. The critical insight here is the phased approach to impact. It's about prioritizing deep understanding and alignment before execution, even under immense pressure, building a solid foundation rather than making impulsive early moves.
That makes a lot of sense. Understand it before acting. What about team building? That seems critical.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And another incredibly practical and complementary piece is Watkins' 7 questions for selecting your top team. Building a strong leadership team is an early non-negotiable priority in any new leadership role, right? And this directly supports that securing early wins phase we talked about. The article doesn't just suggest hiring. It provides a structured framework of questions. These assess not only individual capabilities, but also team dynamics and cultural fit. For example, it delves into questions about a candidate's ability to operate in a changing environment, their experience collaborating across functions, their personal aspirations, things like that. This isn't just about filling seats. It's about crafting a cohesive unit capable of executing the new leader's vision. And this level of intentionality in team building directly accelerates a leader's ability to achieve that break-even point because they have the right people supporting them.
It's fascinating how these resources provide tactile specifics that fit right into the broader framework. So we have this phased approach for high-stakes roles and a structured way to build your team.
Mm-hmm.
Are there broader leadership principles that also consistently emerge as critical for success during these periods of rapid change?
Yes, definitely. Beyond Watkins Direct Works, universal leadership principles are often amplified during transitions. For instance, there's an article, How to Be Remembered for the Right Reasons, #4, keep it simple. It reminds us that using complexity for intelligence in leadership is a significant misstep, especially for a new leader trying to establish authority. When you're new, clarity and mastering your core message are paramount.
Yeah, confusing people isn't a good start.
Not at all. Overcomplicating things can create confusion and erode trust. Simplicity, particularly in communication and strategy, allows your team to quickly grasp your vision and priorities. That's vital for building momentum in those initial 90 days. Similarly, another piece, 5 Essential Lessons to Lead with Clarity, Trust, and Action provides universal advice for stepping into leadership from day one. It emphasizes that establishing trust and clearly communicating your intentions are non-negotiable. These are not just soft skills. They are the bedrock upon which effective transitions are built, ensuring your team can thrive and your impact can grow quickly.
It's truly eye-opening how all these different pieces connect, isn't it? Reinforcing that successful transitions aren't just about the individual strategies you employ to get up to speed yourself. They're profoundly shaped by how you lead, how you communicate with clarity, and crucially, how you build and empower effective teams around you. It becomes a much more holistic approach to making a lasting impact, ensuring your personal transition translates into tangible organizational success. So just to recap quickly, we've explored the core wisdom of Michael D. Watkins' The First 90 Days, really understanding that pivotal break-even point and why rapidly reaching it is absolutely essential for success in any new role. We've also highlighted how careers are now viewed increasingly as an ongoing series of transitions, underscoring the constant need for adaptable, repeatable skills. And we've touched on broader leadership principles, from strategic team building to the power of clear communication, all of which powerfully support these crucial career shifts. For you listening in, this deep dive provides not just a summary of key concepts, but hopefully a strategic lens through which to view your professional future. It empowers you with the foundational knowledge and the tactical insights to approach your next career transition with confidence, with purpose, and with a proven roadmap. It's about equipping you to not just land the role, but to truly own it and excel right from the very beginning.
And this raises, I think, an important question for all of us. If mastering transitions is now a continuous, ongoing skill, what specific, effective, and repeatable skills will you actively cultivate in the coming months and years? How will you shift your mindset from merely reacting to change to actively leading through it, making each new phase a deliberate and impactful step towards the ongoing evolution of your entire career? You know, how do you build that transition muscle memory we mentioned?
Some powerful questions to think about. Keep those questions in mind. Until next time, keep diving deep.